Are you ready?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready.
You excited?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Epic.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Nectar University Podcast. I'm your host, Giuliano Hodges, a.k.a. Giuliano So Cute Low Key, a.k.a. Every Day. And today we have a wonderful, talented, amazing guest. Introduce yourself.
I'm Mitzi Sanderson.
That's facts.
Yeah. I feel like this sounds like I should start rapping or something.
Do what you gotta do. Introduce yourself. Give them a little taste of you.
Yo. Mm-hmm. I'm 23 years old.
That's true.
I do comedy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love my family. I do acting. Mm. That's some facts thing.
Hey.
Okay.
Awesome. You did a really good job.
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you feel like you crushed that?
No, that was really bad.
Do you want to take a second crack at it?
No.
Okay. All right. That's totally fine. So I've known you for like about three, maybe a little more years.
Yeah.
About three. I've always wondered this. What was your first impression of me?
What was the first time we met?
I feel like I met you, I don't know, like in a garage.
That might have been when I was living in a garage.
Maybe.
I used to live, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's when I met you.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I used to live really in a garage. Funny.
Yeah, I used to live in two garages.
Two garages?
Two like, different garages.
Oh, interesting. I lived in one.
Yeah. It's the LA life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to figure it out the way.
Starving way you artist.
Yeah. Shucks.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
And to be honest, it's kind of dope. Yeah. You think it was worth it living in a garage?
Yeah, because either that or going back to Ohio. And I didn't want to go back to Ohio.
That wouldn't be very Sigma.
Yeah.
Yeah, Skibidi, Ohio. Definitely not a vibe.
Yeah.
My first impression of you was you calling me the N-word in a coffee shop. Like a whole bunch of times.
Do not include that. Giuliano. Do not include that. That is not true. That is not true. I get upset when he does that. He always does that. He'll like scream it in public. I'm like, what? No. No.
I'm kidding. You're not racist at all, Mitzi.
Thank you.
How could you be racist? You're a quarter black. Mitzi's a quarter black. Actually, here, wait. So, Mitzi, can you tell us about the struggles of being a quarter black? You know what I'm saying? Like, did you feel like you were always down with the culture, but it was just a little too far out of reach?
I really don't know. My dad's half black, but
that's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I didn't really.
Do you
not really
think you tan better than most because you are a quarter black?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say so.
Yeah. Some decent toast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't burn.
Oh, nice. Neither do I.
Yeah.
Actually, I got burnt recently on my nose. Yeah. It was like the first sunburn I've ever really had.
Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't epic.
That wasn't Sigma, Ohio.
Yeah, that wasn't Skibidi Riz at all. L that. L sunburn. Are you having fun?
Yeah.
So am I.
This is a good space.
Yeah, I really feel the vibes. Shout out Lazy Pickle, because they provided this. I'm not going to lie, though. My first impression of you is you were really sweet and awkward.
Thank you.
Nice. And I actually really liked you off rip. And
now he's being honest. Thank you.
Yeah, no, now I'm being honest. Now I'm just putting that out there. It's so funny because when I first met you, I like was like, dang, this girl's so cool. And I actually thought you were someone else. And then I went and looked at your content and I feel like the person I met made more sense upon watching your content.
Mm-hmm.
So now, which raises the question, how are you able to embody and like replicate the cringiest people on the internet? Like what made you realize like, oh, I could totally do this. Like, how do you do that?
I don't know. I just love doing cringy characters and just character acting in general.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of started in my college dorm. Started filming TikToks and then I never posted them. I just kept them in my drafts.
Mm-hmm.
I would do like little parody videos or like character videos. And then like I would do like iPad duets where I would like lip sync someone behind it. I don't even know how to describe it. But I would do like different like impersonations and like different weird TikToks. And then I didn't get in a sorority my freshman year of college, and so like the week after I just posted all my drafts, and then I was like, I don't really care what anyone thinks about me. But I don't know, I just never imagined doing what I'm doing now.
So even at that time, were they cooking, like the videos that you posted?
They were doing well. Like,
really?
Yeah. And then the pandemic happened, and then I just started, it started just working out.
Just flourishing.
Yeah.
What was the video for you that you feel like, okay, this is like something I want to pursue kind of, or like, I just like, it's going well. Like I have to walk this direction now. Like what was that video for you?
I'm not sure I can't pinpoint one video, but, I feel like after a year and a half, I was like, okay, I'm starting to do some original characters and, writing my own skits and stuff, my sketches.
Mm-hmm.
And so just kind of, I don't know, then I randomly got asked to join a content house and I was like, okay, this is cool. Like I get to make content in exchange to live in LA. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that was kind of the turning point, but I don't really know what post, there was a post or anything.
So you were going to college and then you mm-hmm. just randomly, or someone, a house reached out, the Go House.
Yeah.
Reached out to you and then you're like, I guess I'm going to move to LA.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, I didn't know any content creators or any people that did comedy or anything similar to what I did, at least at the Ohio State campus. So I was like, you know what? I might as well try something new. And I've always wanted to live in LA. I've always loved entertainment. And yeah.
That's super cool. How did you like living in the Go House?
I really did. I kind of struggled making friends in the beginning because of the content I made. It was kind of, I also just didn't know anyone at first. So it was a little bit difficult at first. And then it started to be really fun because there was 13 of us in a mansion in the Hollywood Hills. But yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed it until it got too much of, you know, brand deal-y and, you know, mm-hmm. just...
Random
we weren't getting
drama.
Paid. Yeah, we weren't getting paid for what we were doing. So it was like an exchange to live there. So,
mm-hmm.
And I especially because I didn't have a car either, I felt like I was just kind of trapped. And,
mm-hmm. and it's so, like some random house in the hills. It's so funny. I feel like there's like literally 1% of people that are like get the opportunity to just experience that lifestyle living in this like giant mansion-esque house with a bunch of social media influencers. It's so funny because, like, I feel like everyone who consumes that content probably thinks it's, like, a dream come true.
Yeah.
But they don't know the reality of it.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it at first. And then, or the first few months, it was fun. It was a little bit difficult in the beginning, but the first few months were a lot of fun. And then it just started to be all about the brand deals and all about, mm-hmm. we had just paying off the brand, like, doing So there were so many deliverables in exchange to just live there. Mm-hmm. So it just felt like draining and then unnecessary drama and stuff. Like, I love my personal space. And 13 people, boys and girls in a house.
Yeah, it's just guys, a recipe. Yeah. Let alone social media influencers.
Which yeah, is like yeah. And
a just, whole world in itself.
It was overwhelming. And mm-hmm. like, I don't know. Yeah.
So, I have been wanting to know for quite some time now. Are you in parenting anything serious?
No.
Really?
No, friends.
Just friends?
Yes.
But, I mean, look at the guy. Pretty brown hair, gorgeous blue eyes, lovely smile, hilarious, tall. Honestly, it's kind of unfair. God, honestly, God favored him. What's there not to like?
I'm just friends with him. Just friends. Great guy.
Well, shucks. I was hoping to hear a little more than that.
We're actually doing a... We actually just finished a film together, and then we're starting up another film next month I'm really excited about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's comedy. Awesome.
Yeah, they're both comedies.
It's awesome. You guys are both hilarious, so that's definitely going to cook.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Carrington's super talented, and I feel like since it's a lot of improv with the comedy, mm-hmm. I feel like we're going to crush it.
So I funny. I've met him like twice, and the first time I met him, I had no idea who he was, and I was like, this guy and I are going to be really good friends. Mm-hmm. We never hung out again, but I saw him the other day, and we were like, oh, bro, what's up? And
then oh, heck yeah.
He said I was funny, too.
You are funny.
Dang.
That was my first impression of you. I thought you were really funny and nice.
Tell me more.
I thought you were really funny and nice.
What else?
You cook good food.
Oh, what did I cook you?
You made like some weird mushroom spaghetti.
Oh yeah. That was a white pasta with mushrooms.
I actually didn't eat that because I don't like mushrooms. But I remember it smelled good. But I was like, oh, I hate mushrooms.
Oh yeah. That was the video where I played the waiter.
Yes.
And it was, check this out. This is the first video you and I ever made.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. And then, oh my gosh, we have another video. I forgot about this. At EDC, the rave couple. I bet you're a Leo.
Yo, do you know that one song that's like, fucking, bow, wow, gow, wow, or no?
Yes, still that went crazy
day,
viral.
Still to this day. I think it's like 35 million views on Instagram alone.
Oh, it's insane. And there's rave
pages will repost it.
And that kind of circles back to like how, you know, when you post something out of a joke and people don't realize, I mean, that was kind of staged to look a little real.
Yeah.
But it's like, there were so many people that were ripping us apart.
Because I know. Of that. They're like, oh, she's tripping. I was like, oh, I'm just.
No, it's so funny. Like, I've had so many people send that to me, and I've read so many comment section threads mm-hmm. of people just being like, ew, rape people are so cringe. Yuck, what the fuck are they doing? They're rolling off their ass, and we're like both sober.
Yeah, I was like, what? No, it was super funny. One time, I think in my comment section, I looked at the comments, and the DJ from when we were filming that was like, yo, I was DJing that set and that in the background. Mm-hmm. It was like, it's just funny how like, so many people just
like see that and they're like, oh, I'm right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so fun. I've actually had one guy DM me and say, hey, bro, this is me in the background. And like, just, he's just some random scraggler.
Yeah.
And then he just,
I've had that. It's so funny.
We've done like a lot of really funny videos together. Yeah. We need to keep cooking.
Yeah.
We now know that you like have been crushing it in social media mm-hmm. for a very long time. Where do you want to go from here? Where do you see yourself?
I really love acting and comedy, so I've been doing stand-up comedy more recently.
Nice.
And I've been doing acting classes, you know, mm-hmm. The ones by your house,
Playhouse West.
Yeah and some other schools and studios, and I really just want to tap into what I do on social media, characters and acting, mm-hmm. but more on screen on a different screen. So I really want to do films and, you know, series. I would love to be in a comedy series.
What would be your dream role in a comedy series? Like, what character would you like to embody? Do you think you could just absolutely crush?
I really love Aubrey Plaza in Parks and Rec. Mm-hmm. But I also, I don't know, I just love doing different ranges of characters. So it's hard to pick one because I feel like I'm really good at doing awkward characters, but Aubrey Plaza is kind of just a like bitchy character in that one. But I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just like doing a different range of characters.
Nice.
But yeah. I actually just did a comedy series that came out today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Plug that shit.
Reach my... Guys, make sure to watch Ghost Show. It's on Plex TV. It's on Plex. It is free. That rhymed.
Yo.
I'm in episode 3.
Episode 3.
It came out today.
Today.
I think I'm in a couple of other episodes, but I'm not like a main character or anything. But yeah, it's a comedy series.
She gives some side action type vibes.
Yeah.
But still
me and Blake.
That.
Blake's in it too. And Ryan.
Fuck with Blake. And I fuck with Ryan. So watch it because the homies are in that shit.
Yeah. I don't know why I did this hand.
That's totally okay. Struggles of being a quarter black. Goddamn. Cool. Well, fucking congratulations. Yeah. That's so sick.
Thanks. Yeah, I forgot about that. So yeah. I'm already kind of doing my
Let's
dreams.
Fucking go.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go.
So I've been working on acting and doing comedy and just training and stuff while I've been filming. And, mm-hmm. you know, I just want to do what I do on social media on like in films and series. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to be a series regular.
I'm the same way. I mean, the reason I started social media is just to showcase that I can also embody a bunch of random little characters and just like do that on the spot. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of in the same field. I actually have a table read in 2 weeks.
Heck yeah.
So I'm like, look at us, we're cooking.
Okay.
Okay.
Booked and busy.
Sorry.
Yeah, so basically I would love to do what I'm doing now, but just like in films and series. Mm-hmm. Just because I feel like social media has so many negative side effects, such as hate comments and, you know, how people perceive you. Mm-hmm. They can perceive you and, I don't know, just pick apart every little part of you. But if you're in like a series regular or in a film, you're just like, oh, they're acting.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. It's not like, why are you acting in this way? Why would she say, it's like.
Yeah. People pick apart the most ridiculous things.
Yeah. They
media.
Read everything. Like if you do like a sound or like lip sync a sound and someone's like, oh my gosh, is this about this? Or I don't know. Just really.
Yeah. They try to like interconnect a bunch of like irrelevant things. Yeah. Like you can't just like be a goofball anymore. You're always just going to like pick apart every little thing or.
That's why when
I do or don't like.
For the most part, after I post, I log out as soon as I do. Just I get so much anxiety from the notifications and hate comments. I take the hate comments seriously.
Really?
Sometimes. Recently, I've been like, I'm like, I love what I do, but I wish I could do it also in, you know.
Just without.
In a series. Yeah, without that. I feel like weight would be lifted off my shoulders. Like, I feel like I'd be comfortable doing, you know, acting as characters and telling a story without there being like, what does this mean? Or like, why would you say that? You know, like stuff like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so funny. Like I even find myself being a victim to that where I'll sit there and I'll read through like 1,000 good comments and then I'll have one be like, fuck this guy. And I'm like,
yeah.
And I'll just fixate on that for no reason. But I mean, I think it just comes with it, you know?
Yeah, it does.
It's
come
like
with
if you're going to put yourself out there, you're kind of just putting yourself open to being critiqued or hated on or loved. And that's just the bittersweet part of it.
Yeah, that's true.
I have a little surprise for you.
Okay.
Can we get the scripts? So since you're an amazing, awesome actor, I thought it would be super cool for us to do a scene.
Twilight.
Mm-hmm. Whenever you're ready.
You're impossibly fast and strong. Your skin is pale white, ice cold. Your eyes change color, and sometimes you speak like you're from a different time. You never eat food or drink or come out in the sunlight, and you said no to the beach trip only after you heard where it was. Because of the treaty. How old are you?
17.
How long have you been 17?
A while.
I know what the cold ones are. What you are.
Say it. Out loud. Say it.
Vampire.
Are you afraid?
No. I'm not afraid.
Then ask me the most basic question. What do I eat?
You won't hurt me. You're different.
You think you know me?
Where are we going?
Up the mountain. Out of this cloud bank. You need to see what I really am. What I look like. In the harsh light of the sun.
No, the sun will kill you!
Myth! You need to see the truth!
Slow down.
Are you afraid?
No.
Then come with me. Someplace where no one can protect you. Where I could do what I've wanted to do from the first moment I met you.
I'm not afraid.
You should be.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
That really hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a vibe.
Let me just get the rid edge of this. The paper, like, hit my... I was like, oh my God.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Let me just get rid of the rest of these.
Oh, I was trying
to... Yeah, I kind of tossed you that one. I'm going to juke you on this one, though. Boop, boop, boop. Oh, there we go. There. You really did a good job.
You too.
Thanks. You smelled really good when you walked in too.
Really?
Yeah, you smelled really good.
Thank you. I just showered.
Nice.
So I don't do that a lot.
I do a lot.
I'm kidding. I do shower, guys.
Yeah.
I just don't hair wash day every day, but today was a hair wash day, so I feel like I smell like especially good.
You smell extra nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did a good job at smelling nice.
Thank you.
You have any questions for me?
I don't know.
Why don't you try my mushroom pasta again, even though you don't like mushrooms?
I just don't like mushrooms.
Why don't you like mushrooms?
I don't know.
Just don't like them?
I just don't like them. I don't know.
Kind of hungry for a snack. Can y'all give me a quick snack, please?
Not the veggie tray.
You want one?
I'm good. Thank you, though.
Why don't you like fruits or veggies?
I don't know. I have like a weird texture problem. Sensory thing.
I mean, it can't get any more human than eating fruits and veggies.
I like vegetables, but if they're like cooked in a stew or like in small doses. But not just like that. ASMR.
Yeah. Why do you neglect your pet chinchilla and make your mom take care of it?
My chinchilla's just back at home in Ohio. What do you mean neglect? Fernando is back in Ohio.
He should be with you. He loves you.
I do love Fernando, but the only thing is that they bathe in dust, and I'm allergic to dust. And I get welts. Like, if he scratches me, my skin gets very puffy, and so.
Why'd you even get a chinchilla in the first place, then?
My brother picked him out. We were supposed to get, I think, a guinea pig. But he fell in love with the chinchilla. And then we didn't know that they lived that long. I think we got him when I was 8 or 9. And he's a teenager now.
Nice.
He's just thriving.
Thriving in Ohio.
Yeah.
Probably the only person, chinchilla, yeah, that thrives in Ohio.
No, but it's nice. My mom loves taking him out. And it's whenever I FaceTime my mom, she's always with Fernando. And it's fun.
Awesome. Your mom seems like a sweet woman.
My mom's my best friend. Shout out Jen.
Shout out Jen. Genitalia.
Yeah. How did you know?
How do you not know? It's genitalia.
No, her last name is her maiden name is Taliak.
Yeah, genitalia.
Genitalia.
Yeah. But it's like genitalia.
Wait, how did you know her maiden name? My mom's maiden name. Or were you just saying genitalia?
I just know things. You remember that one time your mom dated a sumo wrestler?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was epic.
Not when I was alive.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when she lived in Japan.
What do you think she liked about sumo wrestlers?
She just said he was nice, and they just, like, went out a couple times.
Mm.
I don't know.
You could have been half sumo wrestler.
I don't think that's how it works.
I think that's how it works. Like,
so if I have a kid, they're half TikToker?
I mean, that's if you have a kid with...
Don't include that.
Sorry. That was just a really easy setup.
I know.
I'm going to put you on the spot one more time.
Oh, God. I'm scared. What is it?
I'm going to make you freestyle. Hey, Mitzi. Hey, I want you to freestyle every day. Okay, show them that you got some swag. Make some rhymes and be up in your bag. Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah.
True.
It's Halloween week. Gonna be a freak.
True. Hey.
Eek.
Hey.
Got my Halloween costumes. Woo. I don't know what rhymes with costumes. Gonna be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. Britney Spears.
Hey, what else? Is that it?
The White Rabbit from Alice in Wonderland.
True. Super dope.
My costumes this year, not really a fan.
Hey.
But I'm excited.
Excited.
I love costume parties.
So do I.
Yeah.
Think about being Trunks from Dragon Ball Z. Pretty simple. You just need a black tee. Black pants with the yellow shoes on. I got a sword on my back, bitch, I'm on. Yeah, you know we about to go up, Lil Jon. Yeah, you know. Papillon, bitch, I'm on. Dragon Ball Z. I can't see. I'ma bend it over. Give me, I don't know. I kind of lost it, but is there anything more you want to rap about? Hey.
What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Reese's Pieces. Put that shit to pieces, Mises. Ooh, yeah, Jesus, please.
I love
please.
Reese's.
Love Reese's, too.
I love Reese's.
Yeah, I love Kit Kat as well.
I don't love Kit Kat.
Why don't you like Kit Kat?
I don't know. Too much chocolate ratio.
Too much chocolate ratio? It's like crispy sugar, then chocolate on the outside.
I don't know.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know either. Damn. What's your favorite Halloween candy, man?
Favorite Halloween what?
Candy, ma'am. I said candy.
Candy, ma'am?
I messed up.
Reese's.
Hey.
Reese's.
Hey, same.
The ones that are specifically holiday shaped.
Hey.
The pumpkin one. Yeah, that's some cake.
Yeah.
Tastes real good.
Hey.
Hey. Man. Hey. Good.
Yum.
Yummy, yum. Yummy, yummy,
yum.
Yummy.
Yummy, yummy.
In my tummy.
Tummy.
Halloween candy. Yeah, I'm a fanny. Look at me.
Sorry. I just want to keep going a little bit.
Yeah.
Now let's just keep cooking. Yummy, yummy in her tummy, tummy. Yeah, the Halloween candy pumpkin shape. It goes a super dummy. Yeah, shit ain't funny. Yummy, yummy, nummy. Yeah, going up and down. Energize a bunny. Hey.
Yeah. Also, love some gummies.
Gummy gummies.
Especially those peach rings. They taste so good. True. Yeah. Which I should. Have them right now.
Yeah. I also like crunch. Super, super crunch. Really super tasty. It's super fudging runch. It's the chocolate bar with the crispy little bits. I could eat a ton. Yeah, it's super fucking lit. Crunch, you look like you're unfamiliar with Crunch.
Oh, wait, yes, I do.
Yeah, Crunch bars are really good. It has a blue wrapper and says the word Crunch. Those are nasty. What the fuck? They're nasty?
Those are nasty. Those go in the dispose pile. I trade those with my cousins during Halloween when I was younger. That's where the trade-offs. Yeah.
Why the fuck would you ever trade a Crunch?
Those are so...
It's good.
They taste waxy.
Waxy?
Yeah, they have like a weird plasticky undertone? Yeah.
I guess I can't talk because I don't like gummy candy at all.
I like peach rings. Sour gummies, but in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Sour gummy worms.
I feel like all candy has to be in moderation because like...
I feel like chocolate I could eat all day, actually.
But Crunch is chocolate.
Well, not that chocolate.
Which not one in particular. And you also don't like Kit Kat, which is like crazy.
I do like Kit Kat, but in moderation. That's another thing. There's too much chocolate in that one. Or not chocolate. It's just like too much. I don't know what it is.
It's literally like a thin layer of chocolate.
I know, but I don't know why. Like compared to other chocolate candies. I don't know. I like Twix as well. And Snickers. Oh, I really love Butterfingers. That's something that I learned to love growing up.
Love Butterfinger? I hate that it gets stuck in my teeth.
Yeah. It gets stuck in your molars.
Oh, it's the worst.
Mm-hmm. I also love, like, not Hubba Bubba. Is it Hubba Bubba? The pink, I don't know. They come in a yellow wrapper, blue ends. Just like a classic bubble gum.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't like the flavor of bubble gum.
What?
Yeah.
That's my favorite flavor, lollipop.
Lollipop bubble gum? Mm-mm. I like the apple caramel.
Oh,
those are so good. That's my favorite lollipop.
You used to always get those at school.
Yeah. I used to trade like hella shit for those, whatever I could.
Yeah.
That, I felt like that was like an S tier candy.
Definitely was.
Yeah.
Wasn't my favorite, but it was pretty good. What's the table read for? Can you talk about it?
The table read?
Mm-hmm. Are you allowed to? I don't know.
No, I can talk about it. It's a horror film. It's for a movie called Demonetize. And I'm actually playing a social media influencer that's kind of based off of Marquise Brownlee.
That's cool. Who's the director?
Is it Alexander Watson?
Okay.
And so
Is it just like an independent feature film or is it living in like on a platform already?
I don't know. I think they're gonna try and sell it and just see wherever it can go.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be cool. I think we have one girl who played bass in the movie School of Rock, if you ever saw that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she's in it. There's a guy from Stranger Things that's in it.
No way.
And if you ever saw the movie Hellboy,
I'm
forgetting his name, but there's like a character who's like this like aquatic genius water creature dude.
How did you get, was it through like backstage or like?
They reached out to me.
Really?
And then they're like, hey, we really want you for this film. Can you set an audition? And I sent an audition. And then like a year later, like, hey, so we're going to do it. We want you in it.
A year later?
Yeah.
Damn. They wait a long time.
Yeah. I just throw it in the wind and then just whatever happens.
That's sick. That's exciting.
Yeah.
I did a horror short once, but not like a horror film. Well, it was a short film. What am I saying? But not like a full on feature. But yeah. That's exciting.
Thanks.
Do you see yourself doing more comedy or horror?
Comedy.
Same.
Maybe some drama.
Mm-hmm. Dramedy.
Dramedy. Yeah, so this is going to be a comedy horror, so.
Yeah. That's exciting. That sounded so unenthusiastic. That's exciting.
Yeah. It's just epic.
That is exciting, though. I'm just tired. A lot of people say that I'm a lot more quiet and low-key compared to...
How you are on the internet.
Yeah. That's what I was surprised... Oh, sorry. That's what I was surprised when you said that, like, oh, it makes sense, like, after I met you, seeing your content.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, really, people usually say, like, when they see my content and then they meet me, they're like, oh, you're so much more laid back and quiet and introverted.
Yeah, they probably expect you to be, like, really hyper and cringy and,
yeah,
and just, like, all over the place and childish. Well, you actually are kind of childish, but, like...
No, I'm not.
I'd say you are.
I would say I'm pretty mature.
Debatable.
I am. I'm pretty mature. A lot of people think that I'm a lot older than what I am.
Nice. It's only something a young person would say. My producers told me to stop eating in the mic, so I'm going to just pass these snacks back. Okay. No, fuck it. Self-control. Yeah, self-control.
You're learning.
Yeah.
Are you watching any shows right now? I'm just trying to, like, I'm just realizing that I was extremely boring during that whole thing, and I'm trying to just be exciting real quick.
Oh.
I feel like I was boring. I'm sorry.
No, you're totally fine.
Are you watching any shows, or have you finished any series?
Attack on Titan.
I have not seen that.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you have watched the Nectar University podcast. I'm your host, Giuliano.
And I'm Mitzi.
Show them something crazy for the way out. Yeah, dang. Bring it back. That's facts. So, plug yourself one time. Let them know what you up to. Type shit.
My TikTok, my YouTube, my Snapchat, Mitzi270. My Instagram, Mitzi Sanderson.
You heard it here first, folks. Follow her. Get your giggle on. And make sure to be nice to her in the comment section, because she's actually kind of sensitive.
I am. I cry. Also watch Ghost Show on Plex.
Do it. Yeah.
6, 7, 8.
Yeah.